Let's go now with the message series. All right? If you're here with us for the first time, here's how we do it. I get up here like this. Stuff's up on the screen, and I'll try to get you to talk to me sometime so that we can get it down in our head. We want to leave today having learned something. Hello, I got up today. Amen? All right? So let's see if we can't learn today. You can't teach me not preacher. I know this story. All right? Come on. Smackdown time. Here we go. Look at it. Let's go with it. Now, hopefully we'll get the screen up next week, and this will look a whole lot better on a big screen. But we'll go with what we've got. Mary's song of worship. Rog, we're moving, buddy. Let's roll it. Mary's song of worship. So we're going to start out today with Mary. We're going to look at the Christmas story. I'm going to sort of speed through this, but I didn't want to leave it out. So we're going to read it. Here we go. In the sixth month, Luke 1:26, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was, help me, Mary. There you go. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Story keeps moving. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Man, that's a big deal. The angel Gabriel came and spoke to this Virgin Mary. I mean, what's such a big deal? What's a big deal? Because, I mean, come on, it's an angel. And it's the angel Gabriel. But the angel Gabriel spoke at a time when the children of Israel had not heard God speak in hundreds of years. There was a great time of silence between your Old Testament and your New Testament. And so, of all things, it's a little teenage girl, and there's an angel of God who is speaking. Now, she had heard things like this had happened before. If she read her scriptures, she knew things used to happen like this in time past. So this was a very, very, very unusual and special thing, because no voice of a major prophet had been heard for many years. They were conquered now by Rome, as they would worship and go to the temple and go about their daily life. There's Roman soldiers everywhere. It looked like, God, you forgot us. Where are you? I'm still here. Amen. And so this angel speaks to Mary. Say that with me. This is important to the message today. This was a what? Big deal. You got to help me more than that. Oh, it's a big deal. No, it was bigger than that. One more time. This was a big deal. Can we do it one more time to bother your neighbor? One more time. This was a big deal. All right, that's what we're talking about. Worshiping. Worshiping at Christmas. Bowing down. I'm learning as I'm in my office. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. You shall call his name, say it with me, Jesus. The name of Jesus means God saves. Can you say that? Because most people don't know what Jesus' name means. One more time. Jesus' name means God saves. One more time. Jesus' name means God saves. If we say we know Jesus and he's our Savior, we ought to know what his name means. It's pretty easy. If he saved you, just go, oh, Jesus, what's your name? You save me. God saves. Amen? Call his name, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins, the Bible goes on to say. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, that's not necessarily what we're talking about today, but that's some pretty good stuff. Amen? We're headed somewhere this morning. Then said Mary unto the angel, can you say this with me? How shall this be, very important right here, seeing I know not a man? What was she saying? Here's what she's saying. How can this happen? I'm a virgin. I've never had sex with any man. How's this going to happen? Are you crazy? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Amen? So the angel goes on. This is Angel Gabriel. Now if you want to read something, get a little earlier in Luke. And Angel Gabriel done put a hurting on Zacharias. Now, when Zacharias didn't believe or he had some questions, he just popped him. Read the story later today. I preached on that in the first service. Great, great story. But here he is. How can this happen? I'm just a teenage kid. Never had any relations with a man at all. I'm a virgin. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called," say it with me, "the Son of God." And behold, and this was nice. So here she's just wondering. I mean, we ain't heard from like folks like you for years. And you're coming in with some serious news. You know what I mean? This is hard to believe. I mean, wouldn't it be hard? I mean, people today still struggle with the story. They're not even her. Amen? This is tough. But I love this. God meets her right where she is and helps her. And he says, "By the way, you know your cousin Elizabeth, your old cousin, the one y'all call your old cousin. Your cousin, your old cousin, she has also conceived a son in her what? Her really old age. And she's already 6 months with child, and this is happening to the one who was called sterile." I think this helped Mary. You kidding me? Come on. So the angel says, "And by the way, Elizabeth, your old cousin, 6 months pregnant." This is some serious stuff she's hearing. Y'all listening? Still awake? And then I love this verse. You ought to underline it. You ought to write it down. You ought to stick it on your refrigerator. You ought to know it. It ain't that hard to memorize. You need to live it, man. Here it is. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Say it with me. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." One more time. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Wow. You know what I learned this morning in our first sermon on John the Baptist and talking about Zacharias? Zacharias didn't believe that he was so old and his wife was so old. They're John the Baptist's parents. And she was sterile. When the angel said, "You're going to have a son," he couldn't believe it. He believed something was impossible with God. And the angel Gabriel made it where he couldn't speak. He was dumb till after the child was born. He could not tell anybody the good news whatsoever because he didn't believe God. And what I saw in the first message this morning was disbelieving God displeases God. Can you say that with me? Disbelieving God displeases God. Why? Because we see in His Word things like this: nothing shall be impossible with God. That does not mean every time you ask for something, He's going to do it. But it does mean anything you ask or think, He can do. Did you hear me this morning? Not everything you ask, you're going to see God do. But anything you ask or you can think, He can do it. And He wants us to live like that and exercise that kind of faith in Him. Whether He chooses to do it or not, that's beside the point. But believe in me, God says. Because if you don't, you're not going to please me. Amen? So I learned that earlier. So here is the angel Gabriel. This is Gary talking. He throws in that part about Elizabeth too. And I just see him helping her believe. You hearing me? Let's keep looking at the story. Little series called Bow. Today's message, Mary's Song of Worship. We're getting there. Hang in here with me. One thing I saw in my office this week, in her life, if you're going to get to the place of worshiping Jesus Christ and bowing before His feet, it's going to take obedience. Okay? It's not going to take us just getting a big party here and the band playing loud and you can just jump all around. I'm worshiping. Is there something more to it than that? Please, God help me. I hope so. Can I take it home with me? Amen? Can I do it at the house? Amen? Are y'all listening? Obedience. I just saw this real quick. Mary said to the angel, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." The word handmaid is servant. "Behold the servant I'm the servant of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. She just said a couple of things. She said, I'm the Lord's servant. I'm the Lord's servant. You're not going to snap your fingers and worship God. You're not going to just put God in a box. You listen, here's some steps to getting there. I'm the Lord's servant. Amen? And then she said this, be it unto me just like the Lord said. Instead of us trying to get God to come and do like we want Him to do, we need to allow God to know in our life that we're His servant, and what your word says, do it in my life. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Not some newfangled thing. No, what your old time book says, do that in my life. And what it says, I will do. Can't live your life any way you want, think you're going to just worship God. Are y'all hearing that or not? It's all about me. No, it's not. It's about you being a servant. You and me both. Hitting the floor. Amen? So that's the first thing she did. She was obedient. And then I love this. Say that word with me. Encouragement. Encouragement. I don't need church. Why do I go to church? This is one of the reasons you go to church. To get encouragement. To worship the Lord. If you're anything like me, left to yourself, you're a mess. Amen? It's great to come on the first day of the week, come to church on Sunday morning and get encouragement. I get it when I pull my truck up out front. People are there encouraging me to serve the Lord, to worship the Lord. Today is the Lord's Day. I come on the campus here and people are serving and working and doing, and that's encouragement to me. I come through the doors and hug some necks, and that's encouragement to me. I get inside the house. We sing praise songs. That's encouragement to me. Somebody works hard, puts a message on the screen, we preach a thing. We're encouraging you to worship. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Yes or no? The reason we do the things we do, they might seem fun. Where's a Christmas party at the beach? We want the kids to think Jesus is a big deal. We want, when we have a house scramble, what's so spiritual about that? Getting to know one another. Getting to have some encouragement with one another. That's part of worshiping. Y'all hearing me today? Opening up our home. Why you do such a thing? So I can encourage you that this is a big deal. Christmas. Christ is born. That's huge, man. I don't know if I'm the only one excited about it, but you see what I'm saying? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. That's why we do that. We need encouragement to worship. We need encouragement. I'm not talking about the raising your hand. That's all part of worship. Don't get me wrong. We need encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ when we're going through crises in our life that we can worship Him even though all hell's breaking loose in my life. We need each other. Are y'all hearing me today? That's why the angel told her, hey, to give her some good news, to let her know that she's got a big God. He can pull this off. But I think the angel knew she ain't going to just let that lay. She's going to get on her little horse or donkey or whatever, and she's going to go and check Elizabeth out. How many would do that? Amen. You found out your old cousin, your old sterile cousin was pregnant. Don't you think you'd get on a pony? Amen? That's what she did. Look at it. Mary arose in those days. She's going to get her some encouragement. Why do I come to church on Sunday? I'm going to tell you why. I need encouragement. Gary Clark needs encouragement. I need encouragement. I desperately need encouragement. Any of you that's getting to know me closer and closer over the years, you know, Pastor, he can do this, this, and blah, 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 but that poor man needs encouragement. That's me. Boy, had a guy come this morning. 28. He broke my heart. After the first service, I saw him. I was standing over here. He came to meet me. And I was coming to meet him. As much as I could, I wasn't going to let him get out of here without talking to him. And he said, what's your name? And he told me. And he said a strange thing. I can't remember exactly how he put it. But I said, how'd you come today and why are you here today? 28-year-old young man, big strong guy. He said, basically, I just need to get back to where I need to be. I could help him with that. Amen. I love that. I put my arms around him, talked to him. And then, you know, it was just great. I prayed with him. And then I told Raj in between the services, I walked up. And my heart was broken a little bit this morning. And it just humbles me that we can have a place where people can get help. And they can come back to Jesus. And I was able to tell him this morning, because he's a believer, that he still loves you. He's seated at the right hand of God wanting to intercede for you right now. Isn't that good stuff? I know I got off my message here, but that's why we exist. Y'all got that? Yes or no? And man, it did me so much good to share that time. And so that's what we're about. Mary needed some encouragement. She had just heard like, what? And Mary arose in those days. She went to the hill country with haste into the city of Judah. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, say that with me, the babe in Elizabeth leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Elizabeth speaking, blessed are you among women, Mary. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in my ears, as soon as you said hello and that you were here, the baby John leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she, Elizabeth speaking, that believed. Blessed are you, Mary, for believing. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So Mary got her some encouragement. Amen? What am I saying? Here's what I'm just walking this through in my mind a little bit. Obedience is part of worship. I'm the servant. You're Lord. Your word is truth. Be it unto me, Lord, as your word says. That's for all of us. And then you know what? We need encouragement. We need a place like fellowship. We need one another throughout our life and throughout our week to come into each other's lives and to encourage one another if we're going to be people of worship. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. So we're sort of hooked together here a little bit. Amen. And so Mary got her some encouragement. She hurried to see her cousin Elizabeth. And by the way, it was about a 5-day journey. You think you're going to worship Jesus just pulling up right quick one Sunday morning? Jesus, I checked that off. She had to go 5 days to get it. Worship is going to take effort. Amen. And being encouraged in the Lord and the things of the Lord, it takes some effort. She made the effort, man. Elizabeth joyfully shouted. She said, you're blessed among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. The mother of my Lord has come to me. My baby just jumped inside of me for joy. It's incredible. You're blessed because you believed, Mary. How did that help Mary's heart when she heard that say? You think that helped that young teen to see her cousin with this baby? Saying, that baby just jumped inside of me because of what's happening with you? She confirmed this. And also, she said to her, she said, you're blessed because you believed. Mary might have been struggling like many of us do with our belief. But to have that confirmed by somebody else that this is good, this is true, this is right, that really helped Mary. What you heard is going to happen. Do you think that helped Mary? Yes or no? Don't you think it helps you worship Jesus Christ when something in the Word of God that you've read or somebody comes alongside of you and can confirm something that's in the Scriptures that says this is right. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep doing the right thing. Do you think that helps us worship Jesus? Yes or no? That's what I'm talking about. Trying to make the Christmas story, just look at it from a little different angle today. We're not quite to the song, but we're almost there. Mary wrote a song. Mary was a songwriter. Great song she wrote. She wrote a worship song. And I want to look at it today. Just the last few minutes that we have together. Luke 1:46. And Mary said, say it with me, my soul doth magnify the Lord. This little teen girl, crazy angel story, just obedient, needed some encouragement, knew where to get it, got it. Good! Now she's ready to worship. My soul doth magnify the Lord. What's the word magnify mean? It means to enlarge. The word magnify means to enlarge. It means to expand. It means to make known. Gary English, here's what magnify means. To make big. My soul makes God big. That's what Mary was saying. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul enlarges upon the Lord. That's what she was saying. Mary worshiped. Mary bowed before the Lord. This is an incredible thing that she's going through right here. And this is a huge thought, whether you think so or not, because y'all seem awful sleepy or quiet to me today, but that's all right, because I'm fine. I'll tell you that right now. This is huge into the message that God gave me this week in my office. This is the biggest thing He told me this week. And by the way, I get my message through reading the Scriptures. And by the way, He'll give you messages if you read your Bible. Amen? Here's what He gave me this week. I was looking for bow. Where you at? Where you at? Worship. And I came across this. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." You know what Mary did? Mary on purpose made God big. I want you to say that with me and you get this down. This is big. If you don't get nothing else, I say, you take this home with you today. Mary on purpose made God big. One more time. Mary on purpose made God big. We have no problem whatsoever focusing on the little crap in our life. Excuse me. The mess. The trouble. Satan magnifies that mess in our life. It just causes us to have no strength, no energy, no encouragement, no courage. Friend, are we guilty of that, yes or no? Focusing on this little thing over here, and wait a minute. Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for me right now, and I can't make it through this? I have God, the Holy Spirit, living inside of me. That's what the Bible says. A changed human being. And I'm focusing on this one little thing. And when you do that, you cannot worship. You hearing me or not? Mary's situation was big. It was crazy. The whole world's about to be. She on purpose made God big. Amen? It's up to you. If you want to bow or not. It's up to you. Keep looking at the story. She enlarged on what she had heard. Instead of what she had heard, instead of saying, "Man, that angel came to me and he's crazy. That's crazy talk." She took what she heard and she made what she heard big news, baby. Amen? Look at this. She ended on what she's experiencing. This whole experience, and then going to hear Elizabeth, and what Elizabeth said, and the baby jumping in her womb, and she expanded on that. She took everything that was happening to her, and she made it even bigger. Sounds like she had, huh? That's what magnify means. It's just what the Scriptures teach. Look at this. She let God know how big she believed He was. That's worship. I thought worship, me just raise my hand, shaking a little and turning. It's when you let God know how big you think He is. Now that's Gary English. Worship is when you let God know how big you think He is. Now how are you doing with your worship? Most of us are flunking. We're flunking. That's just my opinion. You really think He is. That's pretty good preaching right there. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know that's good preaching. I could preach this in black churches through the South. I'm going to tell you that right now. And they'd be up right now. I'm telling you that right now. We'd stop right there. Message would be over. I'm telling you, what is worship? It's when you let God know on purpose how really big you think He is. And I think God looks down going, "He really thinks I'm something." That's the kind of person I want to be. Is that the kind of person I am? No. I need this just like you need it this Christmas. Amen?
Oh, little virgin, she had a little baby. I know it was of the Holy Ghost. The angel came and talked, and Jesus was born. That we talk about that like that's no big deal, like it happens every week. This is incredible. It's big. Instead of us cowering back from the virgin birth of Christ, we ought to stomp forward with it. When people say, you don't believe in that virgin birth. Yes, I do, baby. You see what I'm saying? I'm sorry. The Bible has just been making mistakes or something. Bible's not making a mistake at all. I have a virgin-born Savior because He's big. You can't believe God can do that? Yeah, no wonder you're all screwed up. Amen? If you've got a big God, I tell you what, that sure changes things, doesn't it? Say. But you've got to do this on purpose. And don't tell me you can't. If a 15-year-old girl, probably 15, 16, if she can do it, you can do it. Amen? And she says, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. This is a really big thing. My spirit's rejoicing in God my Savior. God chose me to be His servant. Now don't you think about that? That's what she said. You chose me to be your handmaiden. That word means servant. Isn't that big? In your life? Isn't it big in the life of Fellowship Church that God chose us at this space and time in a town called Englewood, in a place in the middle of Rotunda that's been there for 40 years, that development in the middle, nothing's ever been built except a trailer park. A trailer lot with a fence around it. You know what I'm talking about? A storage place. God has called us for this time in history to be here at this high school. To be proclaiming His Word. To go forth into that area and build something. And let's show we've got a big God. We'll do it debt-free because you're really big. I know I'm big. Amen? That's good stuff, man. You see what I'm saying? I know I digress back and forth. But the whole point is that, listen, we're your servant, God. I can't believe you chose me. Let that thought sink in there in your own life. God chose you. Whether you like it or not, the Bible teaches that God chose you before the foundation of the world. Does the Bible say that? It says that. Okay? He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. That's what the Bible says. That's a big God. And can you believe you're here today? A saved Christian. If you can say that, I'm a believer in Christ. You're saved. You've been washed in the blood. Your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have the Holy Spirit of God living inside of you. You have the opportunity to be the servant of the Most High God right here at Englewood. Is that a pretty big deal? Oh, I can't serve God. I'm just too tired. That's because you got a little small God. You got a little old box somewhere. And you have hardly no relationship with Him at all. You need to bow and get away from the bow. Amen? That's what I'm seeing in the story. Wow! Mary says, I bow! Can you say that with me? I know I've lost my mind, but can y'all help me here? Wow! I bow! One more time. Wow! I bow! I don't know where this comes from, but most of y'all, most of us have a puppy dog. This is the bow wow. We got it backwards. We got a little puppy dog religion or something. This is the real deal. Wow! Get your wow straight. I bow. Amen? That's what Mary said. And then she wrote this song. Here it comes. What'd she say? Surely she can't say much. She ain't but 15. Write, Mary, would you write for us? Here's her first line. Say it with me. God is mighty. See, she's saying this because she on purpose made God what? The word magnify means to make God what? So Mary on purpose made God what? And so it's not a surprise that the things she's about to say are going to be pretty what? God is mighty. How would you do if you faced your problems doing this? Think you might do better? Yes or no? Come on. So she said, back it up, Rod. We didn't read the scripture. Sorry, buddy. For He that is mighty has done to me great things. So the first line of her song, the way I see it, is she said, God is mighty. What's her second line? Say it with me. God is Last part of that verse says, and holy is His name. Worshiping God, bowing before God, is seeing God as a holy God. If you keep going to God trying to get Him to approve your sinful life, it's because you got a little old God like this who that you can talk into letting you live your crappy lifestyle. You go ahead and make Him big, and all of a sudden you're going to hit the floor and you're going to go, let me tell you something, sir. God, if that's what you say, then that's what I'll do because you're God and I'm not, and you're really big, and you smush me like a bug. Amen? You chose to love me instead. I really appreciate that. I want to serve you and live for you. Y'all hearing me or not? Because you're holy. Only time in the Scripture. God has never called anything else three times in a row other than holy. You won't see Him called love, love, love. You won't see Him called truth, truth, truth. You won't see Him called judge, judge, judge. But you see Him called holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty. That's who Mary saw. Why? You're only 15. You can't see God like this. Quit it. The reason she saw Him like that, listen, is because she on purpose opened herself up to make God big. So now she's seeing Him as mighty. She's seeing Him as holy. Come on. Is this good? It was good for me. Then she says this. God is, say it with me, merciful. And His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. You're a merciful God. I mean, come on, you're mighty. You're holy. You're merciful to all generations. That's an incredible God. Amen? Never saw this before. I've read it probably hundreds of times. Fourth little line of her song. Say it with me. God is what? He had showed strength with His arm. He scattered the proud and the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats. He exalts them of low degree. Amen. He exalts the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath He sent away empty. Is your God strong? Amen. If your God is strong, did you know you probably can make it? Amen. Say. If God is strong, we probably can succeed in our project that we got going down there. Amen? If God is strong, I can forgive. Amen? If God is strong, I can change. If God is strong, this thing that's killing me, this sinful thing in my life or habit, did you know if God is strong, He can give me victory over this? Do you see the difference between not making God big and making God big? It's the difference between worshiping and not worshiping. I didn't know worship too hit me in my office this week. Worship is helping me be a victorious Christian. I thought it was just something I did. You know, I didn't necessarily really think that, but sort of part of me did. But I'm learning that worship, oh my gosh, as I worship, I'm becoming stronger, a better servant, more used to Him. This is good. What's Mary saying? The next one. God is what? He hath helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy. God is faithful. You're faithful. You've been good to me. You take care of me. You bless me. You've been there for me. Amen? Something when you open yourself up to worship. What can happen? And then her last line of her song was this. God is what? Forever. And He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed what? Forever. You're everlasting. You have no beginning, no end. That's who God is. God is forever. Is that your God or is He just really small? Say. Are y'all hearing me today? Have I driven you crazy today? Mary's song of worship. Little Mary. How could you write such a song? You're such a small thing. Mary had some potential, didn't she? You know what I'm saying? You have that same potential. If a 15-year-old girl, that's how about how old she was, if she can make God big, you can make God big. Go ahead. Say it with me. Wow. I, not bow wow, but wow, I bow. Would you say this with me? Now we need to get, can we get up on our feet? Are you all right? Let's do it. Let's get up on our feet. Can we at least try to act like a Southern church for a few minutes? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing with you. Hey, listen, can you do this with me? Can we say this with some energy? Okay? Let's sing Mary's song, but we're just gonna shout it a little bit. Can we do it? Here we go. Ready? Are you ready? My God is
big.
Love that. Keep going. Here we go. Let's sing her song. Are you ready? Say it. This is what she said. Let's bow before the Lord. Let's shout it out. My God is
mighty.
One more time. My God is
mighty.
Awesome. My God is
merciful.
My God is
strong.
My God is
faithful.
My God is
forever.
How you feel knowing that's your God? Big, yeah, man. Good stuff. Come on. We're almost done. We know we're at the end because I got you up on your feet. Here we go. Come on. My God is big. Philippians 2:10, 11. We'll end there. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should what? Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should what? That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This Christmas, the fellowship, for the next several weeks, that's our focus. Bow. This Christmas. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray it'll find just really good ground in our heart. Father, I really appreciate you letting me see what has become so familiar to me in a new, fresh way. I pray all of us will be just really impressed. It'll be impressed upon our heart that it really is up to us if we're going to make you big or not in our life. You're big, and that doesn't depend a thing on us. But you're not big to us unless we on purpose see you as who you really are. I pray you'll just burn that into our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here with us.